Okay, we are in Drasha Saran, Drusha Chamishi. We're on page Resh Vav in the Mosad Rav Kook versions. We were talking last time about why Hashem had it that the bracha that Yaakov got from Yitzchak had to be done in such a tricky way. And part of that discussion was so that the Ran had said so Yitzchak would be in a good mood, be happy, because he's thinking he's blessing Esav, who he thought was the better son. And also part of it is because Hashem, as we're going to see, Hashem wanted that there be an eternal hatred between Yaakov and Esav, as the Ran is going to explain now. Mitzuref el zek, Hashem yisbarach asher lo niskenu alilos. So Hashem, who knows everything, knows what's going to happen, knows what people do, maybe etis mirachok, and brings advice from far. It means he can plan out things to help out from all angles. Hashem wanted Yaakov and Esav to be mortal enemies. Kedei, so that Shekasher Nechta, so that when Yaakov, the Jews, sin, Yezeh Mata Apo V'Shevet Zamo Liasrenu, Hashem can use Esav as someone to punish Yaakov. V'Tbiyezeh B'Teva Eloi Habanim. So Hashem did this by putting a nature between these two people, V'Himshech Hazeh Pulaseim, and also in their actions, in their nature they were opposites, and in their actions they would become enemies. The whole story with Yaakov and Esav was all so that they should be polar opposites and enemies. At the very beginning, when they were just, when Rivka was just pregnant with them, they were only in the womb. It says, so Rivka she felt them fighting in her stomach, and she said, If this is what it's like, what do I need this for? Rabbi Chazal already told us, Pirus HaPasuk, what this Pasuk means, is, Ki Kishihir Gishia Rivka Tenuas Ubri Malinin Zar, when she felt that the fetuses, her two sons in her stomach, were fighting in a strange way. Shalal Anashim Aharasim Kar Elein Kacha, she asked her pregnant friends, or people who had been pregnant, is this normal? Did you ever feel this? Vatomer and they told her no. Vatomer, and she said, Imkain, if so, Shainza Derech Minagativi, that's not natural, it's not normal for that to happen. So she said, Lamaze Anochi, what does that mean? Why is this for me? What does that mean? Alzeha Inyan Azar Shlokar Lacheris. She was saying, why is this happening to me and nobody else? Vatelech Lidrosh Hashem, therefore she went to ask Hashem, Mipi Navi, from a Navi, Sheodienu Si Bazeh, so that the Navi should tell her, what on earth is going on? Vaisa Tshuva, and the answer to that was, what's going on? Vayomer Hashem La, Hashem said to her, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, there are two nations in your stomach, Ushnei Le'umim Me'ayach Yiparedu, and two nations will come forth from inside you. Hodia Ki Elu Ha'ubrim Rashi Shnei Goyim, so Hashem let her know that the two babies in her stomach were two nations, Ve'umos Atzumos, powerful nations, Asher Lo Ye'osu Zelazek Klal, that will not get along at all. They'll never be at peace. They'll always be fighting. One will be on top, one will be on the bottom. Therefore Hashem made them so that they stay enemies, that they'll be totally, naturally opposites. And the proof of this, is you can see this by the way they were formed and made and their characteristics, as he will explain. Amnam Yitzirasam, what does it mean by, in the way they were created, they were polar opposites? Kihaya Esav Anmoni Baal Seir. Esav was a hairy redhead. Mora al Rusichasav Itigboras Chomo, which shows that his physical buildup, his physical makeup was a hot-headed, fiery person. V'Yakov Yishchalak. Yaakov was not hairy at all, and not a redhead. Mora al Tov Tivo V'Shivui Mizgo. So that shows someone, that usually means someone whose physical makeup is someone not as fiery, more calm. V'chein midosam radfu mezeg kol echad. And so too their characteristics followed how they were, followed their physical makeup. Ke'amidosim heyosh einan echrechios kviya mezeg. It's true that your personality isn't forced by your physical makeup, even though if you're born someone who's more hot-headed, it doesn't guarantee or force you to be a hot-headed person, but nimshachos achra b'emes, but it certainly gives you a predisposition to those tendencies. Therefore it says, Esav was born a yodei tzayid, someone who would be a good trapper, because it means in his nature, he was built as, he was made, he was the type of guy who was good at making traps and tricking and doing things in a backhanded way to trap things, which is kichenit b'suachayus. So that's good for trappers. Trappers need to know tricky ways to catch things. And secondly, b'shahay ish sada, also that Esav was an ish sada, a man of the field. So the Ran says that means mevakesh atnua. He needed to move. He could not sit still, like what we would call ADD, kind of. He needed to run around. He couldn't sit still. He couldn't sit in the classroom. He'd have to run. The beiso lishkin raglav. He never stays at home. He's got to be out there in the field, not an office type guy. The Yaakov hefech shtein. Yaakov was the opposite in both cases. Ki haya ish tam, b'yosher holeich. He was a simple man, walked straight. V'tifarto l'sheves bayis. The best thing for him was to just sit at home. So their creation and their midos, their characteristics, they're both absolute opposites. Hashem made it on purpose that they would have those different makeups. Not that they were forced to have those midos, but he put it in their nature to be like that. So the Ran says, that's how I understand it, al pi derech hateva, if understanding it in a natural way, how could two babies in a mother's stomach be fighting with each other? Because the Ran says, I don't believe these babies had nevuah to know, that they would be mortal enemies in religion. About its derech, again he said in a physical sense, an ace is an ace, but assuming it wasn't an ace, it wouldn't make sense they would be fighting as fetuses, as babies in a womb. About its derech, so we have to give some kind of natural explanation how this could happen. And this is it. Because when Hashem created, formed these two babies inside Rivka's stomach, they were physically totally incompatible. And each one's characteristics would be against the other. Omid bebeten, even in the stomach. Me'asher kolkoch tivi rodev hafcho kasheriv kashenov yakumim oso al karcho o yivrach mipadav. And just like every physical thing, so when you have two opposites, they either one knocks into each other and tries to assimilate the other. One, they fight till the one of them wins o yivrach mipadav, or they run away from each other. Except for magnets. Other than that, everything when you have two opposites, either one tries to conquer the other or they split apart. So therefore, that's why these two babies were, since they were so naturally different, they didn't want to be near each other or wanted to conquer one another. And that's the pasuk that says, which that words can mean from Ritza to run away, or Ritzutz to destroy and conquer. That was the whole point. Hashem wanted Yaakov and Esav to naturally not be able to get along well. Because when people are very similar, they're more likely to be friends and like each other. And when they're the opposites, and they usually have different characteristics, different personalities, and usually they don't get along, and then sinna is more likely to play a part. Ron says, I think this is the idea with the snake, that Hashem changed it from being something that can get along with man to something the opposite. But this is not the Indian here. Point is that these two boys were created with opposite tendencies so that they should that hatred could grow. Okay, and also Hashem did this whole story with the Bechora, Lafishia Dua. Hashem wanted them to have not just the bracha, right? They had the fight over the bracha. They also had the issue with the Bechora that Esav, at least later on, claimed was taken from him unfairly. Because everyone knows when there's a Yerusha to split up and one person feels they were gypped, even if they got the exact same piece of land as far as how much it's worth, but if some guy feels gypped, that'll create serious animosity between brothers. Since the story with the Bechora hadn't led Esav to his full hatred of Yaakov, because at least at the beginning, Esav had agreed to it. So therefore, so Hashem brought the whole story with the brachos. So that it should happen where Esav tries very hard. He tries to go get food for his father, and he tries to get the bracha, and Yitzchak even wants to bless him. And still the bracha goes to Yaakov, fully like we explained. So, so this may, once the bracha story happened, then Esav became fully enraged, because now he was upset about the bechorah that happened too. So now there was the full hatred, and this is actually what Hashem wanted, so that Yaakov and Esav should always be enemies, so that Esav could be the person that is ready to punish Klal Yisrael if they need it. And what the Ran does not say, you would think, the other thing is that so that we should not easily assimilate into Esav. Anyway, and the Ran says this hatred between Esav and Yaakov will go through the end of time till Mashiach. Because the Zera of Esav, the children of Esav, will not stop being a nation until the time of Mashiach. Kashen is Bar B'Daniel, as is explained in Sefer Daniel. Kihu ra'a arba chayos, Daniel saw four beasts in a nevuah. V'sholosh ha'chayos nisparshu elu k'mosh kasev b'Daniel. Three of these beasts were explained, as it says in Daniel, k'arishona v'ashniya madla yaparas v'ashlishis Yavon. The first three, according to the Ran here, is Paras, Madai, and Yavon. The Haravias, and the fourth beast, which meaning that there were four Gulliuses, four exiles. The Ran seems to be calling it Madai, Paras, and Yavon are the first three. I think usually we view it as Bavel, Madai, Paras, and Yavon. Anyway, the Ran here says there were four Gulliuses. First three are Madai, Paras, and Yavan, Varavias, and the fourth one is Nisparsha B'divir Abisenu, Kihi Adam. The fourth beast is Edom, Peresh Maseches Avodah Zarah, like at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Minisnabi Daniel, Kiyu Yisrael Nisram B'yada Ad Kei Tazman Haramosham B'chamisha Mekomos. So, Daniel saw that the Jews would be given over to it. Edom until Mashiach comes, until the Geula happens. So what it seems from the Psukim is Gamla Daniel Atzmal in his Barak Yeratono. Really, even Daniel himself didn't fully understand what he was seeing. So it says, Daniel says that he sees that this Malchus of Edom will destroy things, and we will be given over to their hands until a time and times and half a time. Daniel O'Haven said, Daniel didn't know what that was. Shagai Rayoni Yevaluni, I was all thrown off by this, and Milsa believed in Ataris, and I kept it in my heart. B'mar Hasheni Amar, in the second vision, he says, and Masa Yachazona Tamid, the Hapesha Shomim, Taste v'kodesh v'tzva mirmas. So, how long will this vision of the destruction of holy things go on? Vayse atshuva ad erev boker alpaim v'shalosh mirmas v'nitzdak kodesh, until the evening, morning, 2,300 years, and then the holy people will be exonerated. The gamazen neamar, and then this too, Daniel says, v'ani Daniel niyesi v'nechlesi. I was sick over this. I was shocked or thrown off by this vision, and I didn't understand it. Something about 2,300 years, you didn't really know what that referred to. And says that Daniel said to the man wearing linen, the Malach, was on top of the Nile, when will this end? And the answer was, Kila Moed Moadim, at times, v'chatzi and a half, v'kachlos nefetz yad am kodesh, when the destruction, the end of the destroying of the strength of the holy nation is done, tachilena kolelos will all end. V'gam b'zeh amar v'nisha mati v'lo oven. So Daniel again says, I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't understand what I was hearing. V'ayseh tshuva lov, and the response to him was, "Lech Daniel, Daniel, go, kishtumim v'chasumim hadvarim ades kates," because it's hidden. Everything is hidden; it will not be revealed until Mashiach comes. So the Ran is telling you, don't be surprised that what was told to Daniel was hidden and not understandable. There's two reasons. Number one, first of all, if Hashem would have said, oh, when's the Gula going to come? In 2,000 years. So then if you're at the beginning of those 2,000 years, you'd be very depressed. So it had to be hidden. The second reason is, Nevuah, prophecy was going out at that time. It was towards the end of prophecy. And it's known that the different levels of Nevuah are clear Nevuah or very not clear Nevuah. The different levels of how clear your Nevuah is how great of a Nevuah you are. As it explains that the head Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, she hayoser aliona haitza betachlis abir, which is the highest level, it was completely clear. Kashanamar Amara Bela Bechidos, like Hashem says in the Torah, I appear to Moshe with a vision and not with riddles. Mitzchai Mizesh, Iye Bizman Karav, Lehefsek and Nevuah Betachlis Elim. So therefore, when Nevuah is coming to an end, it makes sense, says the Ran, that Nevuah was very, just the opposite, as far hidden as possible. That's why the Nevuahs of Zechariah also are very hidden, hard to understand. That the Mefarshim didn't really understand them. Therefore, it makes sense, people try to figure out when Mashiach is supposed to come, that they make mistakes and they can't find the right path. Because that's being mistaken about how many years and when the Gula is supposed to come already happened twice, even though those were specific, set out Mefurish explicitly in the Pasuk. What are we talking about? Ki nei b'galus Mitzrayim, in the time for the exile of Mitzrayim, Ne'emar, it says, Ki ger yezaracha b'eretz olahem. It says that the Jews will be gerim, sojourners, whatever, they'll be in exile in another land, v'avadom v'inu asam arba me'oshana, and they will be in exile for 400 years. Bim kalzeh, Bnei Ephraim, Manu, V'ta'u, Mi'arus, Aketz, Kedivri, Abisin. And still, Chazal tell us that the Bnei Ephraim tried to leave early because they counted wrong and they thought the time was up. So we see the first time in history the people counted wrong and thought the Gula came when it wasn't there yet. V'chein kara b'gula shniyah. So too happened in the second Gula. Af b'pisha nichtav kitza b'bir b'divri Yirmiyahu. Even though that was also explicit in Yirmiyahu, how long it would take from the first Beis HaMikdash till the second Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. It says, Ki lefi melos lebavol shivim shana. After 7 years, after Kodesh Chem, it says, Hashem will remember you after 7 years. Remember Rabbi Sinu Zal? And Chazal say, Balshatzer manavita, Achashverish manavita, Vaf Daniel manavita. All these people made a mistake. Balshatzer, Achashverish, Daniel, they all made a mistake in counting the 70 years. So apparently it's pretty easy to mess up counting when the Gula is supposed to come. And if you can make a mistake about that, where it says exactly how many years it's supposed to be, so how are you supposed to figure out things that Hashem on purpose said vaguely that would be hard to understand? Like it says, time of times, also time of times. What's that supposed to mean? Evening and morning, 2,300 years. Either way, Mefurish Mevura B'Divri Daniel, but still the point is, the Ran wants from this, it's clear in Daniel, Ki Achaya Ravias Hi Edom, that the fourth Chaya was Edom. Gihu Mona Ha'umas and Yermazus B'Chayus, because he's counting the nations that are hinted in the Chayosh, Kal Achas Tafesis Malchus Mechaverta, because each one takes over the kingship from another. V'Yaduahu B'Divri Chachamim, it's known from Chazal, Ki Romi Tafsa Ha'malchus Miyavin V'Hizgabra Olav, that Rome took over Greece, Piasher Higlisanum Yartzenun, and it is Rome that kicked us out of Eretz Yisrael, Asherumakum Ashchina Kasher Nigla Bemaris and Nevuah Yaakov Bemaris Asulam, and Israel is the place of the revelation of the Shechina, where the Shechina is, as is shown to Yaakov in his dream of the ladder, which this just started with. Okay, Umipneisha Bemarahu Nisyachi Dalav Makam Asher Hu Beisel, and since Yaakov saw this great wonder of the Malachim going up and down the ladder, it happened in a place called Beis El, and maybe he would think that only Beis El is something special and not the whole land of Israel. So therefore, Herohu bihi pardomi Lavan, therefore Hashem showed Yaakov when he was leaving Lavan, Meshuvah l'Eretz Yisrael, and he was coming back to Israel, Ki'esh l'Eretz ahi bechlala maila gedola al aratz tzachir, that the whole Eretz Yisrael has a great maila, something good about it, better than all other lands. V'chisham hanefesh muchenes liyidabek peor elyon, and it is only in the land of Israel that the soul can really, it's really easy for it to connect to Hashem. V'omru, and that's what the pasuk says. V'yakov halach adarko v'yifke ubo malachei elokim. And Yaakov went on his way, and he ran into some angels. V'hora ba'omra v'yifku bo, and the pasuk means to say that when it says that he met them, ki ha'malachim mahalchem tamid ba'aretzahi, that it was trying to tell you that angels are always walking around Israel. V'chayna nichna sham yifka b'hem. In other words, to tell you, as soon as you walk into Israel, you'll meet them. They're always there. V'chayn kar Yaakov shema makomahu machanayim. That's why Yaakov called the place camps. What does that mean? Yirtze ki ha'metzias al shalosh madregos. Because there are three types of places. Mishkan miyuchas al-machana el-yonim, the place where spiritual beings dwell, who are shemayim, that's in the heavens. Mishkan l'machana tachtonim, in the place where the lower people live, hi'aretz kulam levada Yisrael, that's the whole planet Earth, except for Israel. Shehi mishkan l'machana, and Israel is mishkan l'machana tachtonim. Israel is a place where physical people live, ki b'nei adam shochnim ba, because people live there. Plus, it's Mishkan L'machna El Yonim, it's also a place where spiritual beings live, or are. Kipagati Bo Machna Elokim, like he says, I ran into a group of angels, because that's where spiritual beings dwell as well. V'chein ha'yiroi li karei makumahu machanayim, that's why place was called camps, plural. V'hu omru v'yomer Yaakov k'asher ra'a machanei Elokim zeh, when Yaakov saw this, he said, oh, this is a camp of angels. So he called it camps, plural, because it's the camp of humans and the camp of angels. Next time we will chazer drush hachamishi, and then we'll go on to the drush hashishi.